Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Laurent. Laurent!
Yeah. Holly Laurent.
How are you?
Hi.
So good. How are you?
So good.
So glad to have you.
So happy to have you. Holly Laurent is a writer and a performer.
Second City alum.
Second City alum, but a performer on this amazing NPR show that we did called—
It's actually
Live,
a public radio show.
Public radio show.
I'm sorry.
Live from here. Live from here.
It is the evolution or the new iteration of Prairie Home Companion.
That's right.
It is music, sketches that are written that you guys do so beautifully, stand-up, music.
Storytelling.
Jeff Tweedy was on this week's episode.
Jeff Tweedy.
Dirty Projectors,
Dirty Projectors were on our episode. Go back and listen to our episode. You are so funny. You did a sketch in our episode about a woman spring clean. What was it?
No, oh, yeah. Putting away her summer clothes and bringing out her winter clothes.
In St. Paul.
In St. Paul. So it was basically about how like wintertime just becomes completely apocalyptic.
And you basically became your mom.
Yeah.
You were just basically channeling your mom.
Where did I put that? What was it?
To get into character as my mom, you have to go, you know what? It has to begin with that.
Yeah, your mom.
You know what? And that's just her breath before she begins to speak. Mm-hmm. You know what? And we never noticed that
But your husband, Greg Hess, who has been on the show and is very, very funny, he started to answer her at the very beginning.
Yeah, he'd be like, what?
And you're like, stop,
don't
Greg.
Don't do that.
Stop.
That's just her breathing. That's her ramping
don't
into
talk
it.
To her.
Holly, you know what?
You know what?
What's the thing she does? Can you please do one of the things she does about, you know, like just seamlessly moving from like a terrible tragedy to like regular stuff?
Well, Greg figured it out. He was like, she's a modern day prairie woman. Like she processes tragedy and the mundane on the exact same emotional frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves telling you bad news. I don't think she would realize that, but it's always like, oh, Hal, you know what? Yeah, you have to start.
What?
You know what? Hal, did you hear about Don Peacock? You love Don. You know Summer's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this last weekend, he's sitting there at his regular Saturday card game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
His brain slid down the back of his neck. And he might not make it. Hey, do you feel like some twice-baked potatoes? I might de-thaw some. And it's like, potato. Well, yeah, hold on. Wait, is Don Peacock dead?
I'm just going to slide those potatoes into the oven.
That's right.
I'm just going to slide them in the back of the oven because you know they get really
toasty. I don't want them to fall down. Like so Don's brain slid down the back of his head.
Oh. Daniel.
And he might not make it. But you know what? He had a good life. He was always out polishing that black Corvette, and they had a pool, too. So he had a good life while he was there.
They had a pool, so it's okay.
Which in Southwest Michigan is decadent because you get to use it for like 5 weeks.
They had a pool, so it's okay. I mean,
he had a good life. You know what? We've got a brown station wagon, and you know what? He had a black Corvette, so. Okay, I'll give you another one. I'll set you up, and then you do the. Then you take it to the mundane. I'll give you the tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Hal, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Hal, did you hear about your Aunt Lori?
No.
She was up on a step stool trying to dust the ceiling fan. And you know what? It turned itself on. It sliced her in the head. She fell off the step stool and she died.
I'm going to slice up some oranges for you kids. Are you guys hungry?
Do you want them sliced up or will you eat them whole?
Wait, Lori's dead? Mom, is Aunt Lori dead?
Do you want me to peel them or
I'll slice it right off for you. Just, honey, bring the slicer
Mom,
in here.
Wait, who's taking care of my cousin Lindsay?
Slicer we put on the apple and you just push it down
it's
and all this.
Just one slice you get.
You can't do that for an orange.
What's happening to Aunt Lori? All right. Well, I love that because it is so simple in its silliness. Your mom's not dumb, but that is just a simple and hilarious.
I love it.
We believe that the world is getting dumber on this show, and our awesome fans send us great stories that we all just kind of break down. And Daniel's here. How you doing, Dan?
Good, my friend.
It is nice to have a Second City person in the house.
Yeah.
Kind of bringing the family back.
Telling house. Old stories.
Yeah. It's time,
let me just mention, like, friend of our show, someone who we do tons of stuff with, Brad Morris, he recommends you so highly. He was like, he loves you so much.
He was like, we were like, we texted him and said, we're hanging with you in St. Paul when we were there. And
he's like, that's my sister.
That's my sister.
That's my sister. We're like, really? He's like, no, but yes.
Yes.
So
we started improvising together in a group called The Reckoning probably 50 years ago. But Brad, it's funny because Brad's the one, we were trying to name our improv group. And so we had like a list of 20 and then it was a 10. We're trying to like name the group, but it's really important. Mm-hmm. And it came down to Civil War Land, which is like a George Saunders book. Mm-hmm. It was between Civil War Land as an improv group name.
That's great.
And Brad came up with, he kept saying Reckoning. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, I like The Reckoning. And he's like, Reckoning. And we're like, yeah, The Reckoning would be good. And he's like, it's just reckoning.
Yeah, like scorpions. Eagles.
Or scorpions.
And to this day, we love to give him shit because it's just always been The Reckoning from the beginning. And he's always like, it's just
The Reckoning. So you're like, Brad, we got it. The Reckoning.
We got it.
All right, well, it's time for The Reckoning for some dumb people. Dan, what do we got?
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sent in by, you know how people change their handles for Halloween?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I like this one the best. Sent in by Bill Robinson, but like spooky, at Mr. Bill Robinson. So he just went, imagine that I made it.
Imagine I made a spooky Bill Robinson. Sure. I thought you called him Robinson.
Oh, that'd be a cool name too.
Bill Robinson.
An off-duty Border Patrol agent was holding a gender reveal celebration. Uh-oh. I'm already out.
Hold on. You got to go back.
It's a loaded thing, isn't it?
Duty. Border Patrol agent. So a lot of pressure on this person.
Right.
Was holding a gender reveal celebration.
So his wife is pregnant, or if it's a woman, mm-hmm. she's pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was just going to do a reveal that, or is it a he?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was going to reveal that he's transitioning.
No! Yeah, that's how I read it.
I know,
he's
going to
reveal his true gender.
That'd be fun, too. That'd be fun, too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this is a gender reveal.
This
hey, we're having a baby,
and they want to have a party because we don't have enough parties to celebrate ourselves. Kidding. So this is before the baby even comes.
This is like the Streamy Awards of parties.
The two of you, and I'm referring to Jason Randix. Do you have kids, Holly?
No.
No, yeah.
Not that
you guys did not do a gender reveal?
No.
Of any level?
We did it to each other. I mean, we
didn't have a party. Like, I knew ahead of time what we were going to have. But
right.
Like,
I didn't on my first, I still don't know. He's 10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? Don't gender assign.
TBD.
Right. I said, TBD.
Let's wait and see.
The assumption behind this party is that people give a
thank you.
Shit.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Like, it feels like they're either so, because now I feel like the big thing now is that you don't tell, it's a big thing not to say the name you've chosen.
Right.
Because they just don't want to hear your thoughts on the name.
Right.
They've picked out the name. They don't want to hear what you have to say about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why don't then you call him Zachariah? No, we don't want to call him
Zachariah.
That
was a dude I knew from college who was a slut. And not even in like an empowering
in
way.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
Zachariah. That's not his name.
What did you say, Thackeray?
I said Zachariah, but
that's
I like
the full name of Thackeray from Hocus Pocus.
Zachariah.
Zachariah. Yes.
God damn it,
Jesus! I know it is Halloween coming up.
When we're recording.
I want to know if the Border Patrol part is important to this.
Well, an off-duty Border Patrol agent was holding a gender reveal celebration for his wife's pregnancy when he accidentally started a wildfire. Would you guys like to guess how many acres he set on fire in a gender reveal party?
Coming to you with an overview to find out how much damage did they do.
Okay, Holly,
you are
a guest.
You can go first, Tig, or third.
Tig
is second.
In between the two of us. So where do you want to guess? What position? First, Tig, or third?
First.
Okay. So how many acres?
How many acres do you think?
20,000.
20,000
acres.
That's unbelievable.
And it's all pink smoke.
Right. It's a girl.
He looks over. Is that big enough for you, honey?
You wanted to have this stupid party.
Your
or maybe
idea.
He did. And she was like, now you glad, Greg?
Greg, see what we did? See what you did?
Right.
I'm going to say 200, 200 acres.
200 acres.
That's a lot of acreage.
Okay. I'm going to say 1,000 acres.
1,000 acres.
20,000 acres. All right.
Okay. Wow.
She wants this fire to be big.
He accidentally started a 47,000 acre.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy. Wow.
Yeah.
Where? So,
for a party that
congrats
didn't
to Holly,
need to happen.
It's all congrats.
Yeah, congratulations, Holly.
Thank you.
For a party that didn't need
for
to happen.
A party that didn't
we did not have to have
47,
this party.
100,000 acre fire.
Oh my Jesus.
What was the gender?
Mixed. Whatever it is, it's on fire.
Thank you.
Hello.
The where was I? Okay.
Jesus.
What state is this in?
This is on the border.
Border. So
it's
got to
be one of our southern states.
Texas, New Mexico.
The incident will cost Dennis Dickey a hefty thumb and hefty sum in restitution after he pleaded guilty Friday in federal court to a misdemeanor charge of causing a fire without a permit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
He probably shot up a flare.
I'm thinking about torching 47,000 acres. What do I need to do? Sign up a permit? Oh, that feels like a lot of paperwork. I'm just going to start that fire.
Go ahead.
I wonder if it's related to the party. Was he trying to do sparklers?
Yes.
Was he trying to do, or was he just smoking because he wants to smoke before the baby gets here?
I'm off duty right now.
Cigars because of the gender?
Yeah. No, it had to do with how the reveal was going to be placed.
Shot a flare, a pink flare or a blue flare.
Nearly 800 firefighters from various agencies battled the sawmill fire for about a week in April 2017 at a cost of about $8.2 million.
Oh my God.
I will say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, totally worth it.
How much pressure is that on your kid to be like, you need to become something? You need to give
back. And you're not even out the gate.
Do you know what you have to give back to this community in this world?
You've taken so much fucking just by being sized garden.
And what's his fee? He's a border patrol. Like, how he doesn't have any money.
Nope. The wildfire began when Dickey shot a target that contained tannerite, an explosive substance designed to detonate when shot by a high velocity firearm.
Yep.
So he had like a...
More guns, by the way.
He had a target thing. He had a target thing set up, and when he shot it, it would explode and reveal the color of whatever gender.
Yes.
The explosion was caught on film by a witness, because why else would you blow something else
up? You have to catch it on film. That's got to go on
the video of it.
I don't know.
Hey man, that's got to go on Facebook.
Yeah, can you do one of them boomerang things so you can see it go back and forth?
Hey man,
yeah, I just want to see us like right before we had like wildlife in our state, and then right after,
back out the gun.
You know,
the gun.
He's being like worked into the handbook too, of like, you are Border Patrol agents. Now you may be saying, well, how much effect can I have on the border? Well, if you're Mr. Dickey, you can affect about 47,000 acres.
Uh-huh. Dennis Dickey.
Dennis
double
Dickey.
D. Double D. Double down.
Like, he has a friend that only calls him that when the friend is drunk.
Yeah.
Hey, Dee Dee, get me another
day.
And that's when they end up going to get sick. You know, I got to get some smokes, dude. I get this name and we got to get some smokes.
Dee Dee, come over here and blow me just a little.
What?
Just for like a minute. What? I don't even want to. I just want to know what
Hang on a minute.
Feels like.
Tannerite is a legal compound that has been linked to wildfires in several other Western states.
Dummy.
Maybe we need to regulate a little bit of the tannerite?
Yeah. How about that?
I'm going to ask you guys.
No.
The tannerite lobby is huge. Nope. Tannerite lobby is huge.
Yeah.
No, can't don't come it. For our tannerite. Yeah. We don't want big government.
You can take my tannerite from my scorched dead hand.
Yeah, why don't you look up in the Constitution? Tannerite's protected.
The explosive target was part of a celebration of his wife's pregnancy and contained colored powder to show the gender of their baby. Blue for a boy, pink for
a
girl.
Is it blue for a boy and pink for a girl? Thanks for including that in the article.
How about green and yellow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow,
Nope. Dennis Dickey's attorney, Sean Chapman, told all this to the Arizona Daily Star.
Sean Chapman is the type of guy who wears a suit but no tie.
Oh,
Sean Chapman 100%. Is the kind of guy who always, before he speaks, should drink water, never does.
Yeah.
He's swallowing a lot. Sean Chapman is the type of guy who's got 3 bottles of Banaca.
He says, you like these cufflinks? Got them from my dad. Took them out of the casket.
Sean Chapman tells you how many miles he gets to the gallon on his Ford Taurus. Mm-hmm.
Sean Chapman has gone down on a woman exactly once.
By mistake.
And said nailed it at the end.
said nailed it and hated it.
Hated every minute of it. Said, not doing that again. That's not enough of that.
Sean Chapman said, how's this helping me?
Sean Chapman like to tell you, the bar passed me on his business cards.
And he does have a few novelty neckties as well.
Oh, yeah.
Holidays.
Light up Christmas tree.
Sean went on to say, Dickie immediately reported the fire to law enforcement, cooperated, and admitted that he started the fire. No shit. You're on film doing it.
Dummy. Exactly.
You get that on film? Yep.
All right, I got that. I got the confession out of him, guys.
All right.
I'm going to ask you guys, what is the total amount in restitution of that you think he's going to have to pay?
Okay, so it caused $8
million
worth of damage.
$8.2 million. $47,000.
No, it caused $8.2 million of manpower to put it out.
Probably.
That's not the damage. That's just what it costs in terms
of what is his restitution? And Holly, you're right. He doesn't have a huge salary, so how's he going to pay it off? What do you think?
You want to go first, Tig, or third?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think he had to pay $79,000.
$79,000. Jason or Randy? Jay.
I'm going to say that it's $150,000.
$150,000? Okay.
Yeah, I feel like this is a lot. I'm going to say $189,000.
I kind
of went on the nine tip line from Holly.
Nothing wrong with that.
$189,000? She's 1-0.
Dennis Dickey is going to have to pay a total amount of
$220,000.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Yes. 220. Under his plea agreement, Dickey will pay $100,000 in restitution when his sentence when he is sentenced October 9th, and another $120,000 in monthly installments of $500 for the next 20 years.
What if he's sponsored by Gerber? And they're like,
we love how much you care about celebrating babies.
Y'all, we're working at Gerber now.
Right.
He just needs to get sponsored.
Y'all get a sponsor from Gerber.
Dickey was also sentenced to 5 years of probation. Quote, it was a complete accident.
Accident. By the way, it wasn't a complete accident.
No.
It was a gone wrong.
It
was
plan.
A mistake. A mistake riddled plan that ultimately what happened was what could have happened that everybody could
an
see.
An accident is like, holy shit, I didn't see that coming.
Right. An accident is like, whoops, I dropped this acid on
it's
this.
It's not like, well, that went the way I hoped it wouldn't.
That's an accident. It's not a, I'm going to shoot this thing and have it blow up next to a field that could catch fire.
Like a dry Arizona, like tumbleweed forest.
That's not an accident.
Yeah, do we know the state yet?
Yeah, Arizona.
So it was a complete accident, he told the magistrate judge.
It's
Leslie
not a
a
complete accident. You're a complete accident. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to vape in Arizona. Like, there should be absolutely zero heat coming from anything anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You choose to live in Arizona, it's like, you got to do
it underwater. Give up your ability to, do it a different way.
Yeah. Quote, I feel absolutely horrible about it. It was probably one of the worst days of my life.
Probably?
Which makes me hope someday this son or daughter goes, Dad, tell me about the day you found out I was going to be a boy or a girl.
You're a disgrace. You are one of the worst.
I love that he can't even
life.
Say with certainty that burning 47,000 acres and causing $8.2 million worth of damage on something that he shouldn't have done wasn't the worst
thing on your dreams.
Probably.
Or your failures.
So let me get this straight. He didn't know what it was going to be.
No.
Somebody else filled so he was shooting to find out, essentially.
Right.
His wife knew, the doctor knew.
Somebody knew, yeah.
Somebody knew.
Went and got the information from the doctor, then they
put
set
it there.
It up.
They didn't know, and it was like this great moment of revelation, and then, oh my God.
Did he hit it? Did he hit the target?
It exploded, and then a spark
acres
hit.
Wide.
Yeah.
On the first try?
We don't know. Hopefully the third.
I bet he had to do it a lot.
One,
it's like shooting skeet,
two,
right?
It's like getting
three.
His wife pregnant.
Yeah,
could have been.
He missed the first two.
I definitely hope that child 100% transitions.
Oh my God, that would be the greatest. That would be the greatest.
It was all for nothing.
That would be the greatest.
That would be the single greatest postscript to any story we've ever done on this podcast.
Like, hey, Dad. Dad, can we talk?
Yeah.
Sure, son.
Shoot. Go ahead.
I'm about to burn 47,000 acres of your personality. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If I found out that was true, I would start crying tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
Like enough tears they could
like
put out 47,000
acres. Like environmentalists would have been happy.
Yeah. Listen to this. Setting the fire was not a willful act, which meant that Dickey couldn't be charged with arson. How is it not a willful act?
Because he wasn't
because his goal wasn't to light a fire.
Still, you dance with the devil.
It's willful stupidity.
Well, listen to this. At the time that of the time Dickey shot the explosive target, winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, right before the fire started, he yelled, "I hit it in the wind! With that wind, I still hit that motherfucker!"
That's right. That's right.
That turned out to be a bad omen.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Dickey, there's a little smoke coming up over there.
Yeah, that's a little windy. I hit it, though.
Hey, Dickey. Yeah, we know you hit it. There was
Dickey,
like,
let's run,
like,
Dickey.
Hey, maybe there's another way we can do this right now. The winds are at 40 miles
an hour. How about a dart on a water
I mean, out at a thing, you know, like, if it's a 5-mile-an-hour wind, someone should be like, hey, let's
how many people were at the party?
640. No, I have no idea.
I'm going to say 12.
So at the time he shot the explosive target, winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour. And
you
the
have
national,
to find the video of this, Dan.
The National Weather Service had issued a fire watch. Chuck Wonder, W-O-N-D-R.
Chuck Wonder.
U-N-D-R.
Chuck Wonder. Is he the weather guy?
You know what Chuck Wonder loves to do? Go down on a woman. he can't get enough. Chuck Wonder?
Chuck Wonder.
Chuck Wonder on a first date just drops to his knees.
He's been in an on-again, off-again relationship, which is just him eating her out and going back to his house.
He's like, girl, that's not going to eat itself, honey. Come on over.
Come on.
He is chief of the Green Valley Fire Department. He told the Arizona Daily Star in May of 2017.
Wow.
A fire watch is a red flag warning that conditions are ideal for wildland fire combustion and that there is a potential for rapid spread, Wonder said.
Yep.
No injuries were reported from the fire, and no buildings were destroyed, but some households in the Greaterville and Singing Valley.
Speaking of rapid spread, that's what Chuck Wonder gets women to do at all.
Rapid spread.
They were evacuated. At times, hundreds of homeowners were under pre-evacuation orders.
Oh.
Wait, a nearby town is called Greaterville?
I know. I didn't want to skip over that either. And Singing Valley.
Singing Valley and Greaterville. Singing Valley and Greaterville.
Greaterville.
The greater Greaterville area.
Oh, geez.
That's our mini story. So look, at for the first 20 years of this kid's life, he's paying $500 a month when he could have just said to the doctor.
No private school for you, Junior.
Car payment, man.
Nice car payment.
Yeah. I wish if it was a girl, he still called it Junior.
No matter what. Yeah.
Junior, we need to do that more. Name daughters after mothers and make it Junior.
Yeah, like Laura Kensington III.
Yeah.
Right?
That works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we do that?
Barbara Jones II.
Why not?
That does drive me insane that the babies are named after the man.
Holly Laurent.
It makes no sense.
Laurent Jr. That would be so great.
Right?
Hey, Junior, get over here.
Hey, Junior, get over here.
I would love
help your mother out, Junior.
I would love it.
There have been times recently where I'm taking to calling my 4.5-year-old daughter Mama Jo. I just do it because I kind of want to see what it does, and she thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. But you ready to go, Mama Jo? She's like, Mama Jo. And I'm like, yep, that's what we're going with. Come on, girl. Let's go, Mama Jo. Let's saddle up this pony, Mama Jo.
It's really fun to do.
I hope she starts singing like Mama Cass.
That would be so great.
Yeah.
Bring it on home.
That's a mini.
Holy smokes. Happy Friday, everybody.
Follow this lady on the Twitters. Mm-hmm. You are...
On Twitter, I'm Laurent Holly.
L-A-U-R-E-N-T.
If you want to do it and sound like you're French, you can call her Laurent.
But it's Laurent Holly. And on Instagram,
it's opposite. It's Holly Laurent.
She's a great follow. Listen to her. She is hilarious and fantastic on Live From Here. You can go to livefromhere.org and catch up on old episodes, including ours, where she did the hilarious sketch.
We want to come back and do it again. Hopefully this season we'll get to come back and hang with you guys. In the new year.
Really be ringing Tom's bell.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it because it was just a blast hanging out with you. And thank you for doing this, and we'll have you back. How about that?
So many bits.
So many bits. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Okay, bye. Dum, 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 dum.
Stick around. Make a sound. Pump it down. It's Dumb People Town. It's a good show.